Happy Saturday, Boone County. You are listening to the newest talk radio show on 91.1, 91.5 Radio Mom, called Boone County Connection. I am your host, Matt McKee, and we are going to be discussing all things Boone County related. Events, happenings, cool things, fun people, lots of interviews and laughs along the way. Thank you so much for joining us. This is our inaugural episode. Yeah, I said inaugural. Our very first episode. We're going to be on every Saturday morning from 9 to 9:30, so keep your dial tuned right here. Does anyone have dials anymore? Keep your radio tuned right here every Saturday morning. And if you can't listen live, it's going to be posted on the Radio Mom website. So be sure to tune in with us as often and frequently as you can, because we are going to have a lot of fun on this show. I am a 7-year Boone County resident, and I have loved this area for as long as I can remember. I have grown up in Indiana, grew up on the mean streets of Indianapolis, and had been wanting to move into this area for a very long time. And in 2016, we made the dream happen with my lovely wife and now 3 kids. They are in the Zionsville schools, loving every minute of it. And we have grown to love this community. The people, the attitude, the positivity. So many people doing amazing things in our little community here. And that's what this show is going to highlight, is this is going to be a people-focused show. We want to highlight the amazing things that the amazing people of Boone County are doing. And we're going to have lots of interviews and have some fun along the way. Today's episode is going to be very special. We have 2 great interviews lined up. First, with Kristen Shelley, the executive director of the Hussey Mayfield Library, who is opening a new branch in Whitestown that we're very excited about. That will hopefully be next month. And also, we're going to be interviewing Molly Whitehead, executive director of the Boone Economic Development Corporation, who does a lot to support Boone County, support small businesses, and get the word out to employers that Boone County is open for business and we want you to come here. I am thrilled that you're here once again. So let's jump right in. I am here with Kristen Shelley, executive director of the Hussey Mayfield Library. Can you tell us a little bit about what this library is and who Hussey Mayfield is?
So the Hussey Mayfield Memorial Public Library is named after Laura Hussey and Laura Mayfield, and their endowments started the library. So their pictures hang in the Zionsville location of the library. When you walk in, you can see them. And our foundation, the Library Foundation, is from their endowments.
Oh, that's good to know.
I don't know if you know this bit of history, but before the building was built in Zionsville, so that was built like mid-90s or early 90s, the library was located in a house.
So tell us a little bit about the library here. I know it's been a long time coming. All the residents are anxiously awaiting. What can you tell us about the Whitestown location?
Absolutely. We're all anxiously awaiting. Well, I've been here about 7 months, so I started as library director about the 1st of August, and so I came in kind of what should have been the end of this building project, but it has continued. And the Whitestown branch is a beautiful library. It's more modern than the Zionsville location. It's the architects very intentionally brought the outside in. So there's lots of windows, lots of natural light. We own the woods in the back where we're going to do some programming and different things. So very it was cool. Very intentional to kind of bring nature inside and the outside in. And this was a kind of an area that wasn't being served by libraries close by. I mean, you had to drive a little bit to get to a library. And the Hussey Mayfield Memorial Library put
out the bookmobile. So the bookmobile started servicing the area. And then, you know, they went to the town councils and said, look, we want to build a library. And they voted on it. And here's the library.
Here we are.
But yeah, they broke ground in April of 2022. And we're still finishing. So it took a long time. And a lot of that is still, you know, coming out of COVID, there's still a lot of supply chain issues. I mean, it took like 19 weeks to get glass for the windows. Wow. And so there were some setbacks that happened. And then we had our planned date to open was March 16th. And at the end of February, when an inspection was happening, the sprinkler system leaked into places in the children's area.
Ugh.
And flooded the children's area, and the water came with such force it peeled the paint off the walls. And
wow.
So everything had to, you know, be gutted and tested, and we are happy to say there is no trace of mold and there is no trace of anything where mold could grow.
Good.
Yeah, that is the good news. So now we're getting back on track, and we have an opening date of April 20th.
April 20th. You heard it here first. April 20th. We're very excited.
April 20th at 2 p.m. We'll have a big party, so please come celebrate with us.
You made an interesting point that this area wasn't being served by a library.
A physical library.
Right. Yes. You know, we're in the 21st century. Everyone has a computer in their pocket. How do you answer some of the critics that say, you know, libraries are outdated?
Obsolete.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've been a librarian for, I'm going to date myself, 35 years. I've been a professional librarian. And believe it or not, when I started as a librarian, people were saying that. They were saying, look, now the catalog's on a computer, so what do we need libraries for? And if I had a nickel for every person that told me that libraries are obsolete, Google outdid them, the internet, we can find everything, I would be a very wealthy woman. What I say to them is that libraries are so much more than books. They're so much more than what meets the eye. I mean, we have a maker studio at both of our locations. We're going to have a sound recording room here at this location.
Wow, okay.
We, you know, put a personal touch on finding information. I mean, libraries' brands is information. We are more than books. We are more than DVDs. We are more than all of that. But we still disseminate information, and we disseminate it equitably as possible and as fairly as possible. And when I think about people saying, you know, you don't need libraries anymore, I think about the droves of children that come in for story times, that human touch, or the seniors that come in to read our newspapers. We were going to have a community day back in, you know, before we were going to open the first time. And it got postponed, but I was here that day giving a tour to a couple board members, and somebody that was going to volunteer came in, and I had to tell him, sorry, it was postponed. But he said, well, I'm just an old farmer, and I'm going to be here every single day to read the Indianapolis Star. That's why libraries sustain.
I love it.
What makes libraries keep going, that we are that human touch to that information that people are needing and seeking.
That's a great point. I'll tell you, I've never gotten on board with reading a book on my phone. I want to hold an actual book in my hand still.
Absolutely.
Well, great. Is there any upcoming programs that you can tease on the show of anything you know that's happening?
I would love to tease some of them. We're still building our staff. So we're still kind of building our staff to be ready for everybody when we open on April 20th. But on April 20th, we'll have music programs. We're going to have game programs. We're going to have some dancers here. We're just going to make it a fun day. We're going to be open from 2 until 5, so it's just, you know, kind of an opening, get people used to being in the space, giving tours, and then we'll be open 1 to 5 on Sunday and starting our regular hours. And our hours will match the Zionsville location. So our maker studio will be up and running so people can see the 3D printers in action. They can see a laser printer in action. We have sewing machines, so all kinds of things.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kristen, thanks so much for doing this interview and giving us the insight. What's the website if we want to visit the website?
hmmpl.org.
Perfect. April 20th, 2 to 5, be here. Stick around. We will be right back after this to chat with Molly Whitehead, Executive Director of the Boone EDC. You're listening to Radio Mom 91.1 and 91.5.